Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
Psalm 119, beginning in verse 75. We read, I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Isn't it amazing when you have hindsight, when you're able to look at the things that you've gone through and in God's judgment upon your life or trials or tribulations that come through your life, you're able to say, you know what, those were good. But boy, when you're going through them, sometimes you wonder, hey Lord, are you paying attention to us? I'm going through trials right now. I'm going through hard times. But God's word, isn't it amazing? The Lord inspired Paul to write, all things work together for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. They work good in this sense. God is working for our eternal purposes. He always has that desire for us, is not only to walk with him and to know him here today, and certainly in the midst of our afflictions or during our hard times, that he wants us to experience the richness of his love and his grace. But also he remembered that he is our Lord. And being the Lord of our life, he knows what's best for us. And certainly as we read and we see where Paul wrote that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. He's continuously working on our lives, changing us and causing us to be different from what we used to be in the world. Even as it tells us that we said, be separate, says the Lord, for, you know, that we need to have that calling out or that separation from the world and the world's standards, the world's philosophy, and what they think about, as far as what they deem to be right, and allow God's word to be that standard that we follow. And so when we do go and do go astray, and certainly the psalmist had, and he says that you've been faithful. You've been faithful to afflict me. You've been faithful to allow things to happen to get me my attention. So I go back to you in prayer, and I remember the truth of your word, and I confess my sins, even as John wrote in his little epistle there in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. He says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful to forgive us. God is faithful. He wants to forgive us. If we just simply go back to him and ask for forgiveness, then he goes on, he's faithful, and he'll cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Otherwise, he gives us a fresh start if we just simply go back to him and forgive. You know, we have a beautiful story of this. In the book of Judges, the book of Judges is a story of the nation of Israel. The best you could describe them is like a yo-yo. At one time they were okay, and the next time they were just strung way out there, and they were in rebellion against the Lord, and then the Lord would send judges their way, and they would come back. They would return back to the Lord. But here in chapter 2 of the book of Judges, beginning in verse 10, we read, when all that generation had been gathered to their fathers, and another generation arose after them who did not know the Lord, nor which worked he had done for Israel. Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served Baal. And so here we see the pagan gods of the Moabites and the Canaanites that they were following after. They forgot who the Lord is. Oh, folks, it's so important that we, as our lives personally, know who God is. And then we take that and we pass it on to our kids. And we pray for them, our grandkids, our nieces, our nephews, that we tell them who great and marvelous our God is. That we tell them who he is. Therefore, they forsook the Lord. Isn't that so tragic? As their fathers knew the Lord, but these children now who have taken over, it says that they forsook the Lord, their God, their father, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt, and they followed other gods from among the gods of the people who were all around them. And it goes on, and it tells us, and they bowed down to them, and they provoked the Lord to anger. And so here's this picture. They forgot the Lord, But now they're bowing themselves down to these pagan gods. And it says that they forsook the Lord and served Baal and the Asherites. And it angered the Lord was hot against Israel. So he delivered them in the hands of the plunderers who despoiled them or spoiled them and took everything they had. And he sold them in the hands of their enemies all around so that they could not longer stand before their enemies. And wherever they went out, the hand of the Lord was against them for calamity, all the Lord had said, and as the Lord had sworn to them, and they were greatly distressed. Here, what a picture that you see. When they went astray, and now they're feeling really the hand of God upon them, and they're reaping what they've sown within their life as they went after these other gods. God just let them go their way. But the thing is so amazing. God is so merciful, so kind, not only as we see here in the book of Judges, but he's so kind to us. Where it tells us in verse 16, we read, Nevertheless, the Lord raised up judges who delivered them out of the hand of those who plundered them. Yet they would not listen to their judges, but they played the harlot with other gods, and they bowed to them, and they turned quickly from them in which their fathers walked, and obeying the commandments of the Lord, they did not do so. This is so sad, even though God was so gracious and God was so kind to them. And certainly God is gracious and kind to everybody, and he gives everybody an opportunity. In fact, it tells us in the New Testament that God's not willing that any man should perish. That's not in his heart. But we make the choices to turn away from the Lord. In verse 18, when the Lord raised up judges for them, the Lord was with the judge and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies in all the days of the judge. For the Lord was moved to pity by their groaning and because of those who oppressed them and harassed them. And it came to pass when the judge was dead that they reverted and behaved more corruptly than their fathers. Otherwise, once the judge was moved out of the picture and he had died, they had gone back to their old ways of doing things, and they even got even far more corrupted even their fathers had by following other gods. It tells them what they were doing to serve them and to bow down to them, and they did not cease from their own doing nor from their stubborn ways. And I think that right there really tells us the heart of the matter. Even though afflictions were coming their way, even though they saw the problems, their stubborn ways, their pride, got in the way of what they could follow after the Lord. The Bible tells us that he that humbles himself, God will exalt. But he that exalts himself, God will humble. If these people, as we see in Judges, as they get stubborn and they somewhat saying, Lord, I'm going to do it my way, God will allow them to do it their way. But their way always ends up in corruption. But if we're willing to humble ourselves, if we're able to even say, as our psalmist tells us in verse 75, I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Faithfulness is who our God is. Faithfulness is the Lord that we serve, and he does afflict us. He allows afflictions to come our way, is a better way to say it, in order that we might look up, in order that we might turn to the Lord. See, if they were willing to turn to the Lord there in Judges, which they did at times, God was wanting to prosper them. God was wanting to bless them, and he did bless them. But if they went after their old ways and followed after the gods of the land, then they would suffer the consequences of what they're doing. See, there's a real danger in our country right now. There's a lot of people that are willing to return to the Lord as they go to church on Sunday. And they feel comfortable. They're, you know, really what it does, it causes their conscience to be at ease because their lifestyle has been living so far away from God, but that after Sunday, Monday hits and They go after their own gods. They go after their own way of living, and they no longer serve the Lord, and they're no longer trusting God. May we serve the Lord each and every day and allow Him to be Lord over our lives as we look to Him to be our strength. So I just pray as we grow this week, this day, that we would be blessed of the Lord. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.